Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the Nighttime Yahoo Sports Radio, continuing to look at the NBA playoffs, and I'll have a Game 5 in San Antonio between the Spurs and the Oklahoma City Thunder, with that series evened up at two games apiece after the Thunder took Game 4 in Oklahoma City to even that up on Sunday. Vinny Vinzetta joins us from CBS 5 in San Antonio, covers the Spurs, who again had 67 wins this season, but now in a best of three against Oklahoma City. How are you, Vinny?
I'm great. It's been a fun series so far, and what do they say? Whoever wins Game 5 the majority of the time, tied 2-2, goes on to win this thing, so can't wait for Tuesday night.
Yeah, let's talk about Game 4. If you were to pinpoint a couple of things that went wrong for San Antonio, especially in that fourth quarter, what would those be?
I think it was as simple as they missed shots. I mean, Manu Ginobili said as much. They got good open looks, just went cold, ice cold, didn't knock them down, and on the other side, the Thunder did, and I like what Coach Pop said too after the game, that his team got out toughed, as he put it, in Game 4, and I think it came down to that. And for once, hey, Oklahoma City didn't fold in the fourth quarter. They actually closed one out.
If you were to judge this on a 1-5 scale in terms of how much trouble the Spurs are in this series, what does Game 4, where does that tip the scale?
I don't think they're in a whole lot of trouble. I mean, they still have home court, and winning at Oklahoma City is a tough thing to do. But look, they went up there and did what they needed to do. They needed a split. They got it. Home court is still theirs. Win Game 5 at home, and you're back in a good place. So I'd say on a scale of 1-5, how much trouble are they in? I'd say maybe 1.5, 2, not much.
Yeah. I want to talk about Tim Duncan, because he played 12 minutes and he didn't have a bucket, and he is an elder statesman in the league, and eventually, pretty soon, he'll be out of this league. What is his role on this for the season and in these playoffs?
Well, it's a good, curious question. I mean, as usual, Coach Pop managed his minutes well in the regular season, but, you know, he's 40 years old. He's clearly not the same player that he was, but you heard R.C. Buford, who won Executive of the Year today, and Coach Pop and other players since Game 4 say, we still have full confidence in Timmy. Maybe he's not scoring as much, but he's still a great protector of the rim. So I don't think they need a stat sheet full of offensive production. They just need him to rebound. They need him to protect that rim, and they still believe that he can do that. But clearly he's not been logging the minutes that one might expect. But then again, LaMarcus Aldridge has been great so far in the postseason.
Vinny Vinzetta joins us, CBS 5 in San Antonio, Spurs and Thunder on Tuesday night, Game 5. You know, this is a team, as I said at the start, they won 67 games, and if it wasn't for the Warriors breaking the NBA record, this would be one of the most remarkable seasons that we've had. In terms of where how good this team is, what makes this team different than the other Spurs teams that have won championships and have had really good years?
This team just has a lot of moving parts. I mean, the bench is such a critical part of this team's success, and then more often than not, they have been great. About half the season, LaMarcus Aldridge would tell you in the regular season, he really wasn't fully in tune with what his role was, but really since the All-Star break and the later part of the regular season, he's figured it out, and he and Kawhi Leonard have been an amazing 1-2 punch. Tony Parker talks about how, you know, I may only get 5 shots a game now, and I understand that that's my role. It's not what it once was. But my point is, beyond LaMarcus and Kawhi Leonard, there's still a lot of stuff to work with. So on any given night, you can have people take over. I mean, I'm convinced that they have a number of bench players that could be starting elsewhere in the league. They're still a very, very deep team.
Greg Popovich, how does he do this year in and year out with the talent that he amasses? How does he keep his message fresh? How does he keep success going? They don't seem to have a year where things fall apart and they've got to just rebuild it. They continue to have excellence, and he continues to have a fresh voice. In an NBA where that is sort of being discouraged, how does he do that?
Well, the Spurs kind of run their operation like the Pentagon. You don't get a whole lot of information out of
there. I can only imagine.
But one thing that we've heard over the years, and I've heard a lot, and it makes a whole lot of sense to me, is they constantly look for guys that are over themselves. They're not looking for guys that are here for network endorsement deals and superstar status and all about me. I mean, Kawhi Leonard doesn't talk to anybody. LaMarcus Aldridge joked, too, that he didn't really ever talk to Kawhi. And they don't know much about each other, but they're looking for guys that are just in the team, buy into the word team. And they just have been remarkable. They've had remarkable success in finding those kind of guys. It's just a system that they have that R.C. Buford and Greg Popovich have worked to perfection.
What has worked in this series so far? What is something that, if I'm a Thunder fan, I don't have an answer from my team in response to San Antonio?
One thing that's worked well for the Spurs, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that, the shooting. I mean, when they're shooting well and they're moving the ball well around the horn, around the perimeter, it really catches the Thunder off guard, who have been prone to a lot of defensive lapses this season. So when the Spurs are playing what they call Spurs basketball, moving the basketball and finding shooters, and those shooters are hitting shots, tough team to beat.
Vinny Vinzetta against CBS 5 in San Antonio. Vinny, when did this team, it was a big three for a long time, and they won titles. When did it start morphing into Kawhi Leonard's team? Or is that the way to describe this? Or when did Kawhi Leonard really take the forefront of this organization's team?
Well, when they beat Miami in the finals, and he was named the finals MVP, I think that was maybe the start of it. That was kind of his coming out party. But ever since then, winning back-to-back NBA Defensive Players of the Year before LaMarcus Aldridge came on board this year, it was clearly his team. And aren't they so good at that? The progression has gone from Tim's team to Manu to Tony to now Kawhi, and LaMarcus joins the mix. It's amazing how it's worked. But I think a couple of years ago, it clearly became Kawhi's team as the number one option. And, you know, they had to sort of help him learn to establish himself as the guy who takes the shot. And he's fully embraced that role now as the number one offensive weapon, along with maybe 1B and LaMarcus Aldridge.
I've been hearing about Tim Duncan and that when we get to the time where he's going to leave, the consensus seems to be he will do so quietly. He will probably send out a email or something on social media that says he's done, no big tour. Is that a reality that in the end, when he decides to hang it up, it'll be at that moment and it won't be a Kobe-like year-long celebration of his career?
We've joked about that in the office. I don't think there's any chance it would be a Kobe-type celebration.
That's so not like him. I mean, it just doesn't seem to be him at all.
We joked that there'd be a press release where Tim's only statement is, thanks. That's just the way he is. That's the way they do business. And, you know, I mean, Tim does deserve everything special, absolutely. But who knows how they will handle when Tim does roll off into the sunset.
Let's go back to one of the other big three guys, Tony Parker. How well has he played in this series?
Well, in the last couple of games, great. He's found his shot in the last couple of games and wanted to be more aggressive. And in game three, maybe it was game four, it's a wash now, but the Thunder were giving him that mid-range jumper, and he was taking it and hitting it. It was game three I'm talking about. So they've given him that shot, and he's been a lot more active on the attack. And when Tony is on the attack and he's attacking the paint, whether he gets to the rim at the paint or comes back out, it spreads the floor and opens up shooters. So he's been so much more aggressive and active in games three and four compared to the first couple. He's in a good place right now, too.
Who gets the defensive assignment on Steven Adams? Because he's been doing well. And I wonder if there's who has the job of shutting him down or trying to shut him down?
Boy, I mean, I think it's a team effort. Maybe you can get a guy off the bench, maybe like Boris Diaw. You know, LaMarcus will work on him. I mean, the Spurs don't have near as many trees as the Thunder do. But, yeah, Steven Adams has been a thorn in the side, and that's gonna be a full effort to slow him down. And not just his rebounding, but Russell Westbrook in game four did a much better job of involving him offensively and getting him looks very close at the rim. So, yeah, that's a good point by you. That's a great piece of the game to watch tomorrow night.
Vinny Vinzetta again, CBS 5 in San Antonio. It has been a great series and it continues to be. Vinny, thank you so much for your time tonight on the Inside on the Spurs.
My pleasure. Have a great night.
All right, coming up next, we're just about done with Golden State and Portland. That, not just the game, but that series, as Steph Curry has been fantastic. His return, we'll analyze it next. It's Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.